This is Optimus Prime, and you're listening to All Things Transformers.
Hello, and welcome to All Things Transformers version 3.0. I'm your host, Steve Megatron Phillips, and in this episode, I actually was doing some digging because I wanted to cover some new Transformers stuff, and I'm kind of confused a little bit. Because I haven't really followed a lot of the Transformers news. I try not to, primarily. Because some of it's either spoiler, or it's trailers, or it's rumors, or just kind of stuff in that vein. And so I wasn't really sure what to talk about, and so I don't want to necessarily skip over anything, and so I've been scouring all the Transformers news, and suffice to say, I didn't know some of these things that were out are out, and kind of blindsided me a little bit. One of those things is the Transformers Authentics or Transformers Evergreen, which I would really like somebody to explain that to me, because I have no idea what this Evergreen thing is. They have like this Bumblebee, Optimus Prime, Starscream, Megatron, and it's saying that they're identical to these Busy Books, which are, you know, They look like easy transformables. My only question is, what are they? They look more like knockoff level Transformers, and I'm not exactly sure what their purpose is. Their car modes look fine, but their robots look redonkulous. I would be curious to know really what that whole system's about. Because they also have like a Soundwave hot rod. Okay, so it looks like Evergreen. They've got the G1 aesthetics and the Busy Book. Oh, okay. So it's a box that includes a story, 12 figures, and a playmat. That's kind of interesting. It's made for kids 3 and up, which, like I said, it's kind of interesting, but you get to fold out these play sets and act out the scenery without actually having to have the scenery. So like there's a broken street, broken building, there's like a Transformer base, there's and it fits these six or 12 figures or however many there are inside this little pouch that you can put it in. That's kind of interesting, though. Little self-contained toy system. So, yeah, that's... Oh, so this Busy Book, they don't transform. That's what it is. That's why it says 12 figures in a playmat. Because they have the robot modes and then the vehicle mode. So what is Evergreen? It's supposed to be like this Transformers Authentic Evergreen Value Channel toy line. It's supposed to be more articulated. They look like basic figures, like very small, or at the very most deluxe. And their robot modes don't have a lot of kibble or junk on them, which looks interesting. However, they kind of remind me of like the little Legends, Legion, whatever figures that were out at one time. Yeah, that's a little different. So that being said, I didn't also realize that Hasbro's been filing some new trademarks. That's what happens when you don't keep up with the Transformer news until you want to record. they came up with a trademark for Hasbro's movie edition logo and name Cybertron with the U.S. Patent Office. They filed to get these new trademarks. The movie edition, which includes a new logo for the toy line, shows that it will be the name of the movie line for the big summer stuff. And then the other Cybertron is specifically filed for in relation to the trademark Cyberverse, which seems like it's the new Transformers cartoon apparently coming. So I get why the movie edition's being filed, and it's got like a half Autobot symbol meshed up into movie, and then the edition is below part of OVIE. Kind of interesting art. So what it looks like they're doing is trying to separate it so people can kind of differentiate what's movie and what's not, which kind of makes sense. I mean, if you're dealing with Star Wars, they kind of separate stuff too. So myself not being a movie fan, and if you're a parent trying to buy something for your kids and you're not well versed in it, and they say, I want Bumblebee, but they're like the animated one, not the movie one, then you can look and see it says movie on it and kind of sidestep it. I didn't realize that we were pretty much done with Robots in Disguise yet. I haven't seen much of it. That's kind of part of what I'm kind of confused about. I didn't realize it was ending already. And it kind of blindsided me, because I think I've seen through middle of season 3, and I didn't realize that they kept going, and they've got the last 4 episodes titled 23 is Sick as a Bot, 24 is 5 Fugitives, The Autobot's Pursuit of Steeljaw Hits an Unexpected Roadblock When Strongarm's Old Mentor Detective Dropforge Arrives from Cybertron with Orders to Arrest the Big Team. And then episode 25, Enemy of My Enemy, and then episode 26, Freedom Fighters, which a lot of the speculation for Enemy of My Enemy and Freedom Fighters is that Megatron arrives with his own band of basically quote-unquote Freedom Fighters from the Enemy of My Enemy to help the B-Team and kind of save Cybertron from itself. I don't really know what's going on, so it's I'm going to have to catch up before I make any commentary on that, but yeah, I didn't realize that it was ending already, and they're coming out with this new Transformers Cyberverse, which the logo looks interesting, if I do say so myself, but it says Cyberverse Chapter 1. So it's going to include, you know, of course the toys and a new show, but I didn't know that it was going to be an upcoming animated series. And I just wonder what aesthetic and whether it's going to continue from what we've been playing with like the Transformers Robots in Disguise, or if it's going to be a whole new universe on its own. I'm going to have to do some more digging, but it looks like they filed this patent on, applied for this trademark on September 23rd. So we may have a little bit before we hear anything news-wise on this series. I like the title logo, though. It's got Transformers in red. It's got a gray background. It's got Cyberverse typed in the middle of this kind of a elongated hexagon that's gold. And then it says Chapter 1 beneath it. So not really sure. I think that must have something to do with remember when Hasbro bought out Boulder Media recently? They bought them out, I don't know. It was earlier this year, I thought. It might have been last year. It might have been the beginning of the year, I'm thinking. Anyways, there was an interview with Robert Cullen, founder creator of Boulder Media, who said, "We get free toys, which is great. When Hasbro approached, they were looking for a studio that could bring great taste and flair to the projects. They basically gave the keys to the world of Transformers. What would you do for the Transformers? How would you reboot Transformers?" Oh, so they're probably going to reboot it, which is really amazing. It's like every geek's fantasy. I could play around Optimus Prime. So it says it's one of many animated projects given to them by Hasbro. The company is also working on Rescue Bots Academy, which probably is going to be a continuation of the Rescue Bots we've been familiar with from the previous animated series company, and a new My Little Pony. I would love to see a new G.I. Joe, too, but unfortunately, that doesn't seem to pan out very well every time they try. But I guess that this is the first time they've opened up about working on new Transformers projects, which they're also working on a CGI film, feature film project, which is Transformers live action movie universe. That's interesting. I am definitely wanting to see this Transformers Cyberverse and see what this is all about. It sounds like, and they're saying that the title Transformers Cyberverse Chapter 1, it's teased with the placeholder images of Generation 1, so possibly hinting at a long-rumored G1 Redux series. So if we return to the form of Generation 1-styled Transformers and universe, that could be kind of cool to see return. But it's saying the first chapter of Transformers Cyberverse will hit in 2018, including concluding RID by the end of this year. And Chapter 2 is planned for 2019. And Cyberverse will focus more on characters and the mythology. Hasbro will go down their franchise history with this new series to retell old stories and deliver new ones. I wonder if they're going to almost make this like a serial type. Every chapter is a different era of Transformers, which could be an interesting thing to see. So like Chapter 1 could be Generation 1, Chapter 2, Beast Wars, Chapter 3, like Machine Wars, or Chapter 4, you know, just kind of going down the line. I think that that could be kind of a cool way of categorizing it. It says the series will be available on TV and online. From the title and the way the series categorized in chapters, it suggests the possibility of other... Oh, and I didn't even read the rest of it, and I was guessing at it. So, and don't forget, there have been rumors of them hitting the Beast Wars series again. And it shows the content roadmap for the kids 6 to 10. They show Robots in Disguise, and then they, for 2017, and then 2018, they show Cyberverse Chapter 1, and 2019 Chapter 2, and then they have G1 placeholders in there. So I'm wondering if either A, they're going to revamp older series and recreate them, or B, if this is going to be another one of those Cybernetic Space Cube G2 things, which I hope not. I don't know. I'll kind of keep track of this because I find this a little bit intriguing that we're going down this road at this point. And then, of course, there's the Transformers The Definitive G1 Collection, which I had no idea what the heck this thing was. So it's a Generation 1 graphic novel collection. It's saying that it's a premium subscription available with remastered stories and exclusive bonus content. The graphics on this page, I just freaking love. they have all these Transformers all over the screen. Megatron, Optimus, Ironhide, Prowl, which they named Jazz on the file. But I think this is the... They're saying it's a graphic novel series featuring the classic cast of the characters from the founding 80s onwards. I'm wondering if they're going to go... it is the G1 comics from Marvel. That's awesome. $9.99 per issue. I wonder how many issues are going to be in this. And they're newly colorized comic strips. So I'm wondering if they took the raw files and redid it all. And it says the special edition hardback collection, each book builds up to reveal this epic artwork, and it shows modern graphics of all the Transformers. It looks like it's got to be about 40, 50 books. So it says you can subscribe to this whole definitive collection thing, and you can get, with your first delivery, a free issue and free Transformers key rings. The second issue, you get Transformers wallet. Third, you get a tin plate cover of one of the comics. Fourth, you get a Transformers mug. Fifth, you get Transformers bookends for the books. Yeah, that's kind of cool. And then if you do the premium subscription, you receive 6 exclusive Transformers G1 art prints through the collection, which just has different art pieces. I don't know, that's pretty freaking wicked cool. I'm kind of interested in this now at this point. Kind of reminds me in a sense of the old days when you could buy Transformers comics, or you could just buy comics in general through the mail. It kind of reminds me of that that setup. So I would definitely check that out. I don't have any money right now, otherwise I would, but definitely interesting. And like I said, the Cyberverse thing has me intrigued too. So I guess there's some stuff to look forward to in the latter half of 2017 and beginning of 2018 with Transformers. And I'm going to have to catch up on Robots in Disguise, because I would really like to know what the heck's going on as far as the storyline. And if they bring Megatron back, even if it's for the last two episodes, I'm as good as gold there. And remember when I talked about the Red Dragon limited edition Fans Hobby MB03A? I got close-up pictures that I found after the fact. And they did up the figure to resemble Beast Wars Megatron, and the head, they gave the body kind of that Transmetal 3 Megatron from the BotCon 2016 that I wish I could have got my hands on and never did. Kind of like the 2006 that I never got my hands on that either. But the head has that nice Beast Wars Megatron aesthetic to it, nice colors, nice design. If I could just get the head, that's all I'd care. I don't even care about the figure. I'm kind of toying around with the idea of trying to make a Beast Wars Megatron like cosplay helmet type thing with the faceplate and like everything, just so that I can sit in front of the microphone and do Beast Wars Megatron on the air. I have some skit ideas that I'd like to do, but I know zero on the whole cosplay front, but I would love to make a Megatron helmet. So if anybody has any pointers on how to go about that for Beast Wars Megatron, like I would want to make the Transmetal helmet. I'm not going, or Transmetal 2, I'm the dragon. I don't want the plain Megatron. I want like his Transmetal forms, just because I think it would be more fun. So, yeah, I'm definitely pumped about Cyberverse now, having seen that, and I'm definitely pumped about the comic subscription service. So I guess we got a lot to look forward to in Transformers. I'm usually not this upbeat when it comes to content I'm looking forward to, but I think that breaking away from all the universe stuff that they've got right now, and not continuing Prime and not continuing Robots in Disguise, I think will help them. And I think too, they need to make it available online, and they need to make it available on cable. And I'll just be happy to not see it on Cartoon Network if that's the case. I really don't want it on Cartoon Network. They're so, I don't know. I don't like them for the fact that they've killed a number of shows for no reason. But we'll have to wait and see. So I think that about wraps it up. I know these episodes are really short, but I don't feel like they need to be dragged on. I feel like the shorter is better. There doesn't really need to be a lot of commentary on some of this stuff because it's all coming soon. It's all speculation. I don't like the rumor mill stuff. But stuff that's concrete and stuff that's coming out really gets me excited for what's to come. So definitely looking forward to this. Let me know what you guys think in the comment section. Just be sure to let me know and maybe give me a topic if you're interested in something, and I'll talk about it on the next episode, including the Transformers news that I managed to dig up between now and then. So till next time, transform and roll out.